Abstract. Suicides are not common in the media, and news related to mental illness is rare. But according to the World Health Organization, WHO, almost 1 million people die by suicide annually, and many more try to do so, registering a global mortality rate of 16 per 100,000 people, which is considered a high rate and an indicator of mental health status. Each suicide is a tragedy that affects families, communities, and countries, with lasting effects for those close to the suicide. It is a serious public health problem. However, suicide is preventable through timely, evidence-based, and often low-cost interventions. Its attention must summon several specialists, not only those related to mental health, especially when the incidences of these diseases tend to rise due to the crisis that the country is going through. Being a social problem, why does it appear so little in our media? Methodologically, the existing literature on the journalistic treatment of suicide and mental illnesses was reviewed. Specific cases on its journalistic treatment were analyzed in search of proposing some ideas about its correct approach. The hypothesis is supported that it can help to raise awareness about these diseases and positively affect their reduction, only if there is more information about suicide and mental illnesses through adequate and rigorous protocols. On the other hand, silencing it hurts those who suffer from this disease.